here at halftime. Monmouth trails Ryder 33-25 in this 8-9 first-round game in the MAC Men's Basketball Championships. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you from the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. Guys, Hawks down 8. Matt, Monmouth went into this halftime watching Ryder outscore them 10-0 over the final minute and a half. In that first half, how did the Hawks turn things around?
Well, I think it has to go to where we started this broadcast, and that is your two main guys have to carry the load a little bit. Impressed that the fact that everyone that Monmouth has played has scored, so you're getting contributions from all nine guys. But when you look up and you see that Deion Jones is 0-for-3 and Red Nicholas is 1-for-3 and they've combined for 4 points over the course of 20 minutes of basketball, Steve, that's just not going to be enough for Monmouth to get it done.
I completely agree with you, Matt. And inevitably, those two guys are probably going to be the guys that take the most shots this half. They have to start knocking down shots, and they have to stop turning the ball over. Deion Jones has not played a good first half, and if I'm Coach Rice, I give him the first, 4 to 6 minutes, and if things aren't going the way that he likes, maybe you got to, put Deion on the bench and say, look, you got to pick it up, or we're going to go with somebody else, because again, there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a one-and-done affair. The winner moves on to take on Iona at noon on Saturday. And, guys, we saw a lot of contributions, though, in that first half. I know we liked the way Colin Stewart played.
He did. He actually had Monmouth's last basket of the half. Unfortunately, that came with about 4 minutes to go in the half. Monmouth had led 25-21, and then Ryder puts up a 12-0 run to finish things out. If you're MU, you've got a whole other 20 minutes. You're only down by 8, as we have seen over the course of this game for sure, and doing all the games that we've done, basketball can change with a couple of made threes here or there. Becomes a completely different game.
Ryder has the first possession here in the second half as the Bronx will be going left to right. Monmouth right to left. Hawks come out in 2-3 zone to begin things here. Ryder moving it around the perimeter. Miles will swing it over to Tommy Pereira. Pereira didn't score in that first half. Throw to Khalil Thomas. Hand off top of the key to Jimmy Taylor. 11 on the shot clock. Monmouth switching back to man. Like that little wrinkle there. Taylor guarded by Nicholas around a screen. Picked up on a switch by O'Gara. Fires it top of the key to Daniel Stewart. A lot of contact. A blocking foul is the call. With 2 on the shot clock, it'll go on Andrew Nicholas.
Just a tough play right there. Foul call. A little late whistle. Stewart puts his shoulder down, runs right over, loses the ball. Jones picks it up. Would have had a wide open layup, but a foul called. New shot clock now for Ryder.
Miles will inbound, 19:26 to go. Inbounds to Stewart, who almost went on the other side of the floor for an over and back, but he'll hand off to Jimmy Taylor instead. Taylor, with a new shot clock, as Steve said, guarded by Josh James. He'll dribble himself over to the left wing. 21 on the shot clock. Taylor picks up his dribble. Will bounce one to Daniel Stewart, who catches it right around the three-point line. He'll drive on Nicholas' baseline, and before he can pass to Pereira, Nicholas quickly picks up his third foul of the game, second in about 25 seconds.
It's a tough matchup to begin with for Andrew Nicholas, and now I also think he's been on the short end of two calls here. Good defense. Stewart really dribbling into a corner with nowhere to go and gets bailed out with a foul call.
So Ryder will again have possession. No one scored here in the second half. Bronx still lead 33-25. Down low, Khalil Thomas tried to find a cutting Pereira. James intercepted it. James, bounce pass to Deion Jones. Jones will dunk it in transition. And the foul for Deion, and maybe that's what he needs to get rolling.
Well, certainly isn't going to hurt, that's for sure. Good job of Monmouth getting out off the steal, get in transition. Jones filled the lane really well down the left side and went up strong. I don't think worried so much as we've seen him a couple of times here today. Look for the contact or worry about what was going on. Just went up and said, I'm going to throw this down. Picked up the foul, and we'll look to make it the old three-point play.
And he'll do just that to cut Ryder's lead to 33-28. You almost think Coach Rice got in his ear at halftime and said, enough of this moving around stuff. Go to the basket. And here Monmouth, after the three-point play, forces a turnover as Anthony Miles sails a pass intended for Pereira into the bleachers. And Monmouth guys get it back now, down by 5.
Now we talk about turnovers and how important they are and how fast they can change the game. You got the and one from Jones. Now a turnover in the backcourt by Ryder. See if Monmouth can take advantage.
Pereira, apparently the player who made the mistake there, takes a seat. And back on comes Zedrick Sadler. Minute and a half gone by, second half. Tyrone Ogero in the right corner. Tried to go down low to Tillman. He's fouled by Khalil Thomas. Thomas picks up foul number three with 18:31 to go in this half. That'll get Junior Fortunat off the bench and then back into the game.
Pretty good position that time by Monmouth down low. And a good pass to realize that, you know, it was sealed off inside. So if you're not going to get it, you're probably going to get the foul.
Andrew Nicholas to inbound under his own basket. Tried to get it to Ogero. He does, but Tyrone steps on the out-of-bounds line. And that's another unforced error, and Ryder will get it back.
10th turnover of the game for MU to just 6 for Ryder. And again, those unforced ones, those are the ones that you hate. You know, stepping out of bounds, shot clock violations, things like that.
Jimmy Taylor drives right at James and puts one in off the window. Guys, Ryder back in front, 35-28.
And Coach Rice wanted a push off there on Taylor.
Josh James to the basket. Look out, Junior Fortunat. Let me know what the poster looks like as James will have a chance for a three-point play, and that's the play there. You thought Jones's dunk was exciting? Oh, baby, from Josh James.
James with great elevation. Going to love to take a look at this one on the screen on the scoreboard. Went right up over the top, and that was definitely a poster shot right there. Good aggressive move. Great strong finish. James showing no hesitation getting to the rim.
I love the finish by Josh James, guys. The bench right now is going crazy, and sometimes you need your own energy to spark you in a place where there's not much buzz right now. There's not many people in the fans. The Monmouth bench is going nuts right now. Let's see if Monmouth can get some momentum.
James will miss the free throw. Daniel Stewart will track it down. Hawks trail by 5, but now they've got momentum. Jimmy Taylor will go back at James. He'll miss one off the window. Gets his own rebound with under 2 to go. Now Daniel Stewart throws one away, trying to find Fortunat. Hawks with that momentum, a little pep in their step with 17:56 to go in the second half. Guys, the momentum from these two dunks, namely the James one, is just what this team needs.
Hope that it can, you know, continues to turn things around here for Mama. Still down by 5.
James finds Jones. Long jumper is good. Deion Jones starting to find the range here. Hawks down by 3.
A nice play design, too. Jones comes off the high screen, stops in the middle of the lane, then comes back off the screen for a jump shot. And Jones catching it and shooting it without hesitation. Nice job, Deion Jones.
Hawks have come out of the locker room hot, and they now trail just by 3. Fortunat for Ryder on the left block. Makes a nice move around Tillman. His short jumper is missed. Rebound right to Daniel Stewart. Stewart's putback is missed, but he is fouled with 17:11 to go in the second half.
Well, certainly the energy has changed in the building here for both of these teams. And if you're Monmouth, you've got to keep it up, you know. And it's about, I think, for MU making shots. And when you've got opportunities to go to the rim, go ahead and do it. Doesn't have to be a highlight reel dunk like we've seen from Jones and James here in this second half. But it's got to be good, solid, strong finishes, aggressive moves to the basket.
James was called for that foul. It put Stewart at the line. He missed his first one. Sean Valentine is checked back for Junior Fortunat. Stewart made the second one. Ryder now on top, 36-32.
Now, a reason why Stewart is so dangerous, he gets to the foul line a lot, and he shoots 85%. I think the Hawks will sign for 1 out of 2 every time from him. That was a big miss right there. Let's see if the Hawks can now keep going with this energy, get a good possession now in the half court.
Little freshman-on-freshman action here, and Josh James is fouled by Jimmy Taylor. So now James gets it after Taylor's first foul, and now the Hawks into their offense. Top of the key, it's James around a Tillman screen. James is going to go to the basket, off the window, no good. Stewart comes crashing in for the rebound.
A good look at the rim there by Josh James. Got a finish.
Outlet to Jimmy Taylor. Everyone back now to our right with Ryder leading by 4. And this pass is intercepted. Andrew Nicholas steps in front of Miles. He'll collect himself and lay it in to cut Ryder's lead in half. Now just a 2-point game.
Great job by Andrew Nicholas. Read the pass, got in the passing lane, then comes up with the ball, gathers himself at the end and lays it in.
Ryder goes down low to Daniel Stewart. He'll miss a left-handed layup. Tyrone Ogero will track down the rebound. Hawks can tie it with 2 and take the lead with a 3. Not even 4 minutes gone by in the second half. Andrew Nicholas in the corner. Top of the key, throws to Ogero. Tyrone swings it to Deion Jones. He goes down low to Tillman. Double team. Zach throws it almost to nowhere, but Deion Jones does well to keep it on Monmouth's side of the floor with 12 on the shot clock. Jones, top of the key, behind the back dribble. Crosses over to the basket. Good! And the foul! Deion Jones asserting himself here in the second half.
Deion Jones changes direction there. Ryder trapped the screen. He changed direction, went back to the middle of the floor, crossover at the elbow, and just going strong to the rim, getting the contact.
Deion Jones will shoot a free throw to give Monmouth their first lead in the second half. When we come back, 15:51 to go. We're all tied at 36, and we're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
15:51 to go here in the second half. Monmouth and Ryder all square right now at 36. Matt Horman, Steve Bazaz, along with our play-by-play man, Eddie Acupinti. MU starting off the half here on a good note, an 11-3 run to begin the half. Couple of big dunks, couple of three-point play opportunities, and MU starting to turn it on a little bit, led right now by Deion Jones, who did not play well in that first half for sure, did not have a made basket, but all of a sudden, Steve, 9 points up on the board, 3 of 6, all three of those field goals coming here in half number two.
Jones has been phenomenal to start this half and getting to the rim, but also finishing. We had the big slam early on, gets to the rim in traffic here, finishes and one, and then the jump shot off the screen. So, like we said during the break, it has to be those guys, the leaders, to really put their stamp on this game. If Mammoth's going to get back into it, Deion Jones doing that, and then also Andrew Nicholas with the steal and the lay-in. So, great job by the Hawk leaders.
Jones now shooting a free throw to give Mammoth their first lead here in the second half. Jones will convert that three-point play, separated by the timeout. And the Hawks now lead 37-36. Deion Jones with 10 points. As Ryder inbounds, Josh James will pick up foul number two as he's guarding Jimmy Taylor with 15:48 left in the second half. Foul number four on MU. Ryder has five here in our second half. Taylor, top of the key, being watched by James. Throws it over to Zedrick Sadler on the right wing. He'll now go to Anthony Miles. Miles on the left wing. He's been quiet with just three. Gets around Nicholas to the basket. Good defense from Tillman. And the rebound falls to Andrew Nicholas.
You said, Eddie, great job by Zach Tillman stepping up, going up strong, straight up.
Hawks lead by one with the basketball here. Nicholas will throw top of the key to O'Gara. Now left wing, it's Jones. Dumps it down low to Tillman. Faces up on Stewart. Tillman back Stewart down. Spins baseline. Short shot. It's too strong. Tyrone O'Gara tips the offensive rebound to himself. New possession for the Hawks. Throws up top of the key to Nicholas. Finds James in the corner. James attacks the basket. Can't get that one to go. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Ryder. So with 5 minutes gone by in this half, the Hawks will get it back with 26 on the shot clock.
Seen a couple of nice moves by Josh James. That one maybe not his best so far on the day. And Steve, kind of an unwillingness today for the freshman point guard to shoot the ball really from the outside. He's looking to do everything driving, and he is bypassing some open threes.
Yeah, I agree. Josh James, good take. He's got to finish at the rim. Nice find right here on the inbound.
Nicholas with the basket there to give Mammoth the three-point advantage. MU starting to really lay it on Ryder a little bit.
And you can tell the difference. Sorry, Eddie. You can tell the difference in teams right now. Mammoth with all the energy, and they're all very, very active.
14:40 to go in this second half. Nicholas now has six. He's guarding Miles. Miles will throw over to Valentine. Fourth shot in the right corner. Partially blocked. Will fall to Deion Jones. Jones will bring it up the right sideline with MU leading by three. Jones, baseline drive, kicks it out to Nicholas. Nicholas will attack, fire one down low to O'Gara. He'll spin, miss the layup, gets his own offensive rebound. Second try is missed, and a foul is called. No, they'll say ball out of bounds off of Ryder, so the Hawks will inbound.
Still a 14-3 run here for Mammoth to open up the half, an 11-1 run over the course of just under the 4 minutes here. So MU has come out a completely different team in this second half so far.
James will inbound with the Hawks up 39-36. Inbounds, tried to bounce it to Jones. It gets deflected right back to James. So he'll get it back from Tyrone O'Gara and initiate Mammoth offense with now 22 on the shot clock. Hawks playing very well here. James will turn the corner to the basket again. This one good again, and the foul. He puts it up and over Alford. James will have a chance for another three-point play.
Well, Monmouth doing a lot of ball screens, if you notice, guys. They're doing a lot of ball screens with the bigs. I think that's a game plan from Coach Rice. Get those big guys from Ryder involved in trying to guard a ball screen. They haven't done a good job out of it. And Josh James, again, just turning the corner, uncontested, and going strong to the rim.
And, guys, doesn't Josh James look so much more aggressive turning the corner? He's not waiting for stuff to happen. He's just putting his head down and going.
Well, I don't know where the conversations took place in half at the halftime, but Deion Jones, we've seen, completely different guy. Josh James, now we are seeing what he does so well, and that is get the ball to the rim and look to finish.
Big, big run for MU here. The Hawks have opened up a 42-36 lead. Stewart will attack the basket for Ryder, and he is fouled by Tyrone Ogero. Foul number three on Tyrone with 13:51 to go in the second half.
And that's a way to respond by Ryder's best player, Daniel Stewart. He knows his team needs to get a bucket, and he goes right to the basket and draws a foul.
Everything for Monmouth has opened up here from that 33-25 lead that Ryder had at the break. 17-3 Monmouth, including them scoring the last 10 points over the course of the 2.5 minutes.
Daniel Stewart, Ryder's leading scorer today, gets point number 16 on this first free throw. Monmouth now leads by 5. It's a big, big second half run, guys. Credit to Coach Rice and staff.
Now, I also credit the fact that Coach Rice has stuck with this lineup, too. There's no subs right now. He's going with this group who's playing well, and I don't know if he's going to go to a sub at all soon, but I like that he's sticking with these guys.
Stewart made both free throws, so the Hawk lead is 42-38. Guys, Ryder now into a bit of a matchup zone with Pereira back into the contest. James floats one over on the right wing to Deion Jones. Jones will work on Sadler. Throw it top of the key to Nicholas. One pass in the corner to James. James, couple of dribbles, finds Tillman down low. Who lays it in? Another beautiful play from the freshman, Josh James.
James splitting defenders, drawing defense, and then getting into the gaps of the zone, dropping it off to Tillman. Also credit Andrew Nicholas for the extra pass on that play. Great team basketball by the Monmouth Hawks.
Nearing the 13-minute mark in the second half, Hawks up 44-38. Sadler throws it to Taylor. He'll fire it into the corner. Khalil Thomas, couple of dribbles, now top of the key. Sadler with 12. He'll find Stewart. Stewart spins, throws it down low to Thomas. Good collapsing MU defense. Will come away with the steal with 12:50 to go. And now James will walk it up with the Hawks, Matt, leading 44-38.
Biggest difference here, not just the aggressiveness by Monmouth offensively, but they're creating turnovers defensively as well and doing a great job of taking care of the basketball when they have it.
James, on the right wing, attacks. Kicks it into the left corner to Deion Jones. He quickly fires it down low to Zach Tillman. Tillman feels the double team. Spins on the baseline. Too strong. Tipped by Ogero. No good. Right into the arms of Khalil Thomas. Jimmy Taylor's going to streak ahead now. He's going to attack. Kick it into the left corner to Pereira. His bad bounce pass is taken away by Tillman as Daniel Stewart peeled away from the ball.
And credit Ogero there, fighting over the top, getting in front of his man.
James almost traveled, instead kind of batted it out to Tillman, who will then hand it back to his classmate James. 12 to go second half. Hawks up 44-38, and they'll run some offense here. Again, that little matchup 1-3-1 look from Ryder. James will dribble himself to the right wing now, 8 on the shot clock. James eyes up Pereira, splits a double team to the basket, loses it, no call, and Pereira has it. He'll now bring it up floor for Ryder. Bronx come back the other way with Stewart. He's going to go right at Tillman. He'll lose it, but Tommy Pereira comes away with it. Out to Sadler for 3. That one's too strong, and Stewart is fouled by Tyrone Ogero.
Couple of things here. Josh James in some pain after that last drive. He limped back up down the floor. Looks like he's holding on to his right knee, right leg area. Not able to put a whole lot of pressure on it. Any kind of injury to him will completely change the dynamic of this game.
Hopefully James is okay as we've reached the timeout. 11:30 to go. Monmouth 44, Ryder 38. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Here at the first round of the MAC Men's Basketball Championships, Monmouth 44, Ryder 38, 11:30 to go in our second half. And fans, the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great. for every child. And we thank them for their continued support of our Shore Sports Network broadcast, proudly broadcasting today on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and on the free Radio Pup app. As alongside Steve Bazaz and Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. And guys, Monmouth was down 8 at halftime. They're up 6 now, 44-38. Matt, what's been the biggest key to that success?
Josh James and Deion Jones making baskets when they have opportunities. I mean, you hate to say it's not a complicated game, because in some level it's not. If you make baskets, you're gonna be right in it. And right now, Mama, that's the biggest difference between the first half and right now, and the energy level, certainly, Steve, for sure. We didn't see the same zip in the step that MU had in the first half as they do right now.
Absolutely, Matt. The energy and intensity from the Hawks this half really sparked by the Deion Jones and Josh James dunks. And sometimes plays like that can really get a team rolling.
Inbound here, jump ball is the call with Max DeLeo back in. That's what he does, forcing the tie-up on the alternate possession. The Hawks will get it from Ryder, so that's a Bronx turnover with 11:28 left.
That's got to be so frustrating for coaches to come out of a media timeout and turn the ball over.
Monmouth breaks the Ryder pressure here. They'll bring it up. Deion Jones steps into a long two, and he'll put it in. Jones now has 12. Monmouth with their biggest lead of the game at 46-38.
Everything right now going Monmouth's way for sure.
Miles will bring Ryder back. He'll hand off to Pereira. Back to Miles. He'll step into a triple. He'll knock that one down as Anthony Miles gets his first hoop in a long time. 46-41, our score. MU on top. James has stayed in through that apparent leg injury, and Monmouth will break the pressure but then turn it over as Max DeLeo throws one away. Tough to overthrow Chris Brady, but that's what he did to give it back to Ryder.
And again, turnovers, made threes, all about momentum. Miles was struggling. Not a good defensive play. He gets an open shot, knocks it down, then a turnover for the Hawks, so the Hawks have to stay sharp.
Nearing the 10.5-minute mark here in our second half. Pereira dribbles himself right wing and now gives to Miles, being watched by DeLeo. Around a Khalil Thomas screen. DeLeo fights through it. Step through by Miles, but wave off that made shot. He'll be called for traveling. 10:27 to go. Second half. Colin Stewart checks back in for Max DeLeo.
And Stewart was a good little performer in that first half. Had 4 points off the bench, 2 of 3. Showed nice aggressiveness getting to the basket.
Monmouth breaking pressure here. Long throw ahead to Chris Brady. Brady has his shot blocked by Khalil Thomas. And then Brady, did he commit the foul? I believe he did. Brady got the shot blocked and then commits a loose ball foul on Thomas. Ryder will get it back. 10:16 to go. And that now, with Monmouth committing their seventh team foul, will put Ryder at the line for 1-1.
Plays like that could be such huge momentum swings. Almost a 94-foot pass from one end to the floor to the other. Chris Brady catches the ball a little bit too far underneath the rim, gathers himself, but gets blocked on his way up. He's got to either finish, or he had somebody in the left corner, and I think it was Andrew Nicholas, who was wide open, or he's got to be ready to kick the ball out.
Thomas makes his first free throw. Ryder inching back in this game. Monmouth now in front, 46-42. Valentine on, Pereira out.
Before that Anthony Miles three-pointer, too, I was going to say Daniel Stewart's been like a guy on an island in this half and trying to do everything he can for his team, and really nobody else stepping up.
Thomas here makes both free throws. That Monmouth lead back to a single possession, 46-43. James being pressured by Ryder here. He and Jones will bring it up floor. Nicholas has it. MU barely got it over the timeline. Nicholas then fires it ahead to Colin Stewart. He'll drive right baseline. Cut off by Thomas. He'll throw back top of the key to James. Monmouth can reset an offense. 15 on the shot clock. James being watched by Valentine. 10 on the shot clock now. Throws it right wing to Jones. Deion Jones passes it to Nicholas. Top of the key with 5 on the clock. Nicholas drives right at Stewart. Cut off. Cut off again. His pass intercepted by Valentine. Sean Valentine leads a 3-on-2 back the other way. Monmouth does well to slow Ryder down. Bronk possession here, 9:30 to go.
Well, it's going to be another 35-second shot clock violation for MU before that steal.
Valentine, pull-up 2 is good, and Ryder's cut Monmouth's lead to 1 point, 46-45.
I love this timeout by Coach Rice. I was about to say myself, this might be a time where Coach Rice burns one, tries to kill the Ryder momentum a little bit.
With that 30-second timeout, it becomes full. We'll take a timeout as well. Hawks lead 46-45, 9:22 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. University Subs and Deli, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, is not only a neighborhood favorite, but they offer free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all students and employees of Monmouth receive 10% off of their total order. Here at the MassMutual Center, Springfield, Massachusetts, first round 2014 MAC Basketball Championships. Monmouth 46, Ryder 45. Guys, Monmouth was down 8 at halftime. Then they opened up an 8-point lead. Now Ryder has come back, and it's been the usual suspects. Daniel Stewart has carried the way with Anthony Miles adding after that last 3-pointer.
Yeah, Stewart has having a great game. No other way really to say it. 17 points, 4 of 7 from the floor, 1 3-pointer, and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He is the only guy right now in double figures for Ryder, just one for Monmouth as well, that being Deion Jones. It's been a very similar type game. You know, if you look at so many of the stats, they're very comparable between these two teams.
Hawks will bring it up against Ryder's pressure here, and they'll break the timeline. 9:15 to go here in our second half. Monmouth on top by a point. James, guarded by Sean Valentine, throws it right corner to Andrew Nicholas. Nicholas, couple of dribbles, finds Colin Stewart top of the key. Gets Stewart up in the air, bounce pass down low to Tillman. Tillman with 11 on the clock, feels a double team. Out to Stewart, he throws it right wing to James. James back down low to Tillman, couple of dribbles, but Tillman has called for a travel with 8:53 to go.
And good call, and actually both two officials, Brian O'Connell being one of them, had that travel call, so he did hop before he made his move to the basket.
Hawks up 46-45. They go back to a 2-3 look here with 8:45 to go. Ryder possessing, moving left to right. Sean Valentine, top of the key, throws it at the elbow to Stewart. He kicks it out to Anthony Miles. Couple of dribbles. Now finds Stewart, who's popped out left wing. Stewart, jump to pass, kick out to Valentine. He'll drive, and he's cut off. Now Miles, top of the key, for three. Rattles it home. Ryder back on top, 48-46.
A few possessions back, Ryder went simple pick and pop with Anthony Miles, and he knocked down a three. Sometimes it's simple plays like that that get players rolling. Now he bangs down another one.
Back the other way, Deion Jones loses it on the way up, but the foul is called on Ryder's Khalil Thomas. He'll pick up foul number 4, which will put Deion Jones at the line for 2 with 8:11 to go.
Certainly the one thing about a player like Miles, he had a horrific shooting performance in the first half, but just that good that he can maybe turn it on at certain points during the game and get on a nice little roll.
And I also thought the Hawk defense was closing out strong to him in the first half, and he didn't have a lot of open looks. He got one open look in the second half, knocked it down, then gets another one, and you worry about guys who are as talented as him starting to pick up some confidence.
Jones makes his first free throw. Hawks now down by 1. Tyrone O'Gara will check back. He's got 4 fouls. And back in for Ryder is Zedrick Sadler. They'll go small, taking out Khalil Thomas. So now their tallest player is Daniel Stewart, meaning Zach Tillman is the tallest player on the floor by a wide margin.
Yeah, and keep an eye on this too, guys, as we come down, you know, not necessarily to the stretch yet, but getting to that point, we're going to see free throws for everybody the remaining part of the way. And if you look, Ryder coming into the game, 73% as a team during the course of the regular season. That's good enough for second in the MAC. Monmouth at the bottom, number 11.
Deion Jones makes his 2 free throws, however. Previous possession, we're all tied at 48 at the 8-minute mark here at the MassMutual Center. Sadler, top of the key, throws to Miles. Monmouth trapping out of the zone here. Stewart gets it. He spins out of trouble. Kick it out into the corner to Jimmy Taylor for 3, and Taylor puts it in. He's got 10, and Ryder starting to heat up.
And a whole play sets up when Stewart's able to dribble out of a trap. He dribbles along the baseline, escapes 2 guys, and then finds Taylor wide open.
Bronx pressuring here. Monmouth brings it into the front court with 7.5 to go. Colin Stewart left wing. Nice pass down low to Jones, but didn't have enough mustard on it. Daniel Stewart intercepts it, bringing Ryder back the other way. Sadler hands to Taylor. Miles again. That one missed too strong. Stewart, big rebound, and he'll dunk it with 2 hands. Ryder goes on top, 53-48.
It might not change things defensively for Monmouth, but I think offensively you've got to get Josh James back into the basketball game right now just to settle things down offensively.
He's over on the bench, doesn't look injured, as Monmouth cross-court finding Nicholas. He'll be long on a triple. Valentine pulls down the rebound. He'll lead Ryder the other way. Right at Nicholas. He'll miss the shot, but Sean Valentine will go to the foul line when we come back. 6:52 to go. It's been a punch counter punch game. Well, the Bronx delivering the last big punch. They now lead 53-48. We're back in 30 here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, Aramark is proud to be the official food service provider for Monmouth University, and we thank them for their support. Here at the Mass Mutual Center, Ryder 53, Monmouth 48, 6 minutes 52 seconds to go here in our second half. Guys, we have seen this game have peaks and valleys if you're a Monmouth fan. You had a valley in that first half. Matt, Monmouth opened up this second half hot, but Ryder, and we knew they were a very talented team, has come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, last 4 minutes on a 15-2 run, they have retaken this game over, you know, and every game is that game, a game of runs back and forth. Certainly basketball is played that way. Now we will wait and see. You know, I always say about 5 minutes, that's the mark. Where is Monmouth going to be with 5 minutes left? Is Ryder over the course of the next 2 minutes, is this 5-point lead going to go to 10, or is Monmouth going to get it down to 3-2, maybe tie it up? I think that's now very telling, because then you get to the stretch run with 5 minutes left, and then it's anybody's ball game as long as you can keep it, you know, with where you're at right now, somewhere between 3 and 6. That's where Monmouth needs to be.
Steve, 53-48 Ryder. What does Monmouth need to do to get back in control of this game?
Well, I think they have to stop turning the ball over. They have to make open shots. And defensively, a couple lapses has hurt them. Daniel Stewart dribbling out of a trap, setting up a three-point shot, and then an offensive rebound for Stewart and a dunk.
Back from the timeout, Sean Valentine was fouled by Andrew Nicholas before he makes his first free throw. Valentine goes 2 for 2. Matt, you mentioned it, how good of a free throw shooting team Ryder is. Those two freebies push their lead back to 55-48, and then Monmouth turns it over on the inbounds. Nicholas not able to control Ogero's pass.
And every one of these made baskets, made free throws, made anything for Ryder is allowing them to set up this pressure, which at certain points during the course of the game has really caused Monmouth a lot of headaches.
And it's been all Bronx here the last couple of minutes. They lead 55-48, 6:40 to go. MU in need of a stop here in the worst way. Sadler picks up his dribble. Throws the Valentine, being guarded by Tillman. Tough matchup. Valentine to the rim is fouled on the way up. Barely missed the shot, but has two more free ones coming. And that's the problem when a team goes small against Monmouth. Steve, I know you talk about it all the time. One of the bigs has to guard a guard. And that time, Tillman will pick up foul number 3.
And that's why, you know, bigs who can put it on the floor and shoot jump shots are such a matchup nightmare. And Tillman is just, it's really tough for him. Valentine does miss the first foul shot, though. Hawks have to be ready for pressure here. The last time Josh James was denied the ball, he couldn't get open. Nicholas had to come for it and ended up bouncing off his head and out of bounds.
Monmouth does have a little bit of foul problems to worry about right now. O'Gara with 4, Nicholas and Tillman with 3.
Hawks down 55-48. We'll have a whistle before MU can get rolling to the basket. That'll go on Sadler. 9th team foul on Ryder. Sadler picks up foul number 1. So that'll put the Hawks at the line. James back in, now with a chance to add to his 9-point evening. Free throw shooting so critical. And James will get a nice roll on the first one. He'll break into double figures now with 10. 55-49.
Like you guys keep saying, foul shooting so important. When Monmouth climbed back into the game at Lawrenceville in the regular season, Ryder was 20 of 35 from the line in that game.
James here goes 1 of 2. Miles rebounds the second one, which was the miss. Hawks trail 55-49, 6:20 to go. MU back man-to-man. James watches Taylor. He'll bounce it to Valentine. Tries to go down low to Stewart. Loses it, but saves it from going out of bounds right to Sadler. Sadler to Valentine. Good ball movement here from Ryder. Miles left wing, but good defense from the Hawks.
Too many extra passes that time by Ryder.
Yeah, every single player touched it. As now Miles will attack from the wing to the rim. Too strong. Tillman had the rebound but lost it. Loose ball, nearing out of bounds. It's saved in bounds, but Nicholas takes it away. Red to the rim. We'll put it in with the left hand.
Sometimes the stars align for you guys, and that was an unreal possession. Ball flying all over the place. A save by Ryder right to Nicholas, and he gets a layup in transition out of it. Sometimes you're better lucky than good, right?
5:35 to go. The Hawks will take it. Miles cups the ball to the rim. He's fouled. With 5 minutes, 34 seconds to go, James will pick up foul number 3, and it'll send Anthony Miles to the line 4-2.
That's the one concern right now. If you look at the scoreboard, if you are looking at the scoreboard, 3 fouls for 3 of the players out there for Monmouth, James, Nicholas, and Tillman, and then 4 on O'Garrow. And it seems like the bench has gotten a little bit shorter here in the second half. So if this is the lineup that you want to play with, you've got to make sure that, you know, everybody takes care of things, because there's still a lot of basketball left to be played in what has become a little bit more of a physical second half with over 5.5 minutes to go.
Miles goes 1 of 2. Tillman pulls down the rebound on the second one. Ryder 56, Monmouth 51, 5.5 to go. James dribbles Monmouth into the front court. He'll bounce it now to Deion Jones. Colin Stewart's checked in. He's got it top of the key. Back to Jones on the right wing with 20 on the shot clock. Andrew Nicholas throws one down low to Tillman, but Sadler goes over the back to intercept it. Nice play from Zedrick Sadler. 5:10 to go here in our second half. Ryder up by 5. Sadler drives right at Nicholas. Wanted the dribble handoff. Now he'll throw to Taylor, top of the key. Under 20 on the shot clock. Taylor looks at Coach Baggett, gets his instructions. 1-4 set here with Jimmy Taylor guarded by Nicholas. Taylor crosses over. Good D from Monmouth. He finds Valentine. Valentine down low around Colin Stewart is no good, but they find a foul on Colin Stewart with 4:48 to go.
Can't be that easy, you know. Whether it was a bit of a touch foul, regardless, Valentine had a nice quick move that time around Colin Stewart. You got to just be a little bit more mindful, I think, defensively of where you are. Valentine caught it in good position and really just had to turn and face up on the rim.
I thought Valentine beat Stewart so bad there that I didn't even think Stewart was close enough to even foul him. But he gets called for a touch foul there, and Valentine makes the first.
Extends Ryder's lead to 6. Now 7 at 58-51. 4:48 left. Remember, the Bronx swept the Hawks during the regular season, but both games very closely contested. Here, James will beat the Bronx pressure and then almost loses it. Tillman comes away with it. Hawks with some disjointedness here. As now Deion Jones will attack the basket. He'll put one in with 4:30 to go.
A lot of contact on that possession. Ryder getting aggressive. No call. Monmouth playing through it, but nice take by Deion Jones. Getting contact, finishing, no foul called, however.
Timeout taken by Ryder with 4 minutes, 23 seconds left. The Bronx on top, 58-55. Coach Rice will bring Max DeLeo back in. And, guys, we saw really drastic and big momentum swings throughout this game, namely in the second half. Now it's kind of hit a bit of a lull where Ryder is kind of nursing that between 4 and 7 point lead. Monmouth may be served well here to kind of amp the game back up and get it where it was a few minutes ago.
Yeah, the tempo has definitely slowed. Would agree 100%. It's almost become, you know, everyone starting to look at the clock and say it's coming down to the end of the game. We better make sure we take care of it. We don't go too fast so that we turn it over. I think, you know, that has allowed Ryder to kind of take this game back over a little bit, and they've been able to dictate when they do want to pick up the tempo because they're making more shots, more free throws, and allowed to set up the pressure much more than Monmouth.
Valentine will inbound for Ryder. Bronx moving left to right with a 5-point lead. Guarded by DeLeo. He'll bounce it on the right wing to Stewart. Stewart drives around Tillman, throws it into the left corner to Sadler. He'll now throw top of the key for Jimmy Taylor at 20 on the shot clock. Taylor calls for the screen from Stewart. Goes the other way on the baseline side. 1-on-4. Taylor off the window is good. It's an impressive move from the MAC all-rookie selection as Ryder goes on top by 7 now. Hawks with under 4 to go. Deion Jones trapped in the corner. Deflected pass to Tillman. Cross court find to DeLeo. Valentine closed out. DeLeo finds Tillman. Now the cutting Jones. Out to DeLeo. James top of the key. He'll attack. Right at Daniel Stewart. It'll be an offensive foul. Number 4 on Josh James.
That's a tough possession there for the Hawks. They had so many opportunities on simple basketball. Zach Tillman catches the ball in the middle of the press or middle of the traps, kicks it to Max DeLeo. Max DeLeo shoots that shot all year long and makes it, and he doesn't shoot it. And from there, just nobody wanted to shoot that possession.
3:37 to go. Ryder 60, Monmouth 53. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. What's better than the awkwardly long kiss cam, which our boss, Dr. Marilyn McNeil, was on with co-worker John Roos, one of our assistant ADs. That'll lighten the mood, huh?
Oh, that was great.
Ryder 60, Monmouth 53. It's good we can break the tension because we've got guys in ultra-competitive first-round game here in the 2014 MAC tournament. 3:37 to go, and Matt, as we get back to the action here, oh, it just gets even more awkward now. As we get back to the action, Monmouth in need of someone to go out and make some plays.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, and again, you said, where are you at when it's going to be 5 minutes? Where are you going to be then every point after that? You know, you want to be kind of in that two-possession game. Right now, it's just over that Ryder with the seven-point advantage. So now if you're Monmouth, you've got to just keep trying to work this thing down a little bit. MU will try some full-court pressure here, see if they can cause Ryder into a turnover off the timeout.
Hawks will speed this Ryder lineup up with Nowak, Nicholas, James, Jones, and O'Gara. Ryder inbounds to Khalil Thomas. MU will drop back with an athletic lineup into the game. Dribble handoff from Miles. Bobbled it momentarily, and now we'll get it. 23 on the shot clock. Valentine top of the key. Handoff to Daniel Stewart. Stewart, dribble handoff from Miles. Now 15 on the clock. A lot of athletic players on the floor for both teams. Miles, top of the key, stop and go. He's cut off on a baseline. Now to Valentine. His pull-up two is good. Sean Valentine's been huge here in the second half for Ryder. Bronx go up by nine.
And that was a good defensive possession by the Hawks. I think a pull-up jump shot from Sean Valentine is a shot that they would want. He just stepped up and made a big play.
Josh James tries a dribble handoff, and his pass is stolen by Khalil Thomas. That foul will go...
Thomas.
Oh, my goodness. They call Thomas for the foul. Tough foul on Khalil Thomas. Matt, regardless of the zero that got it, it was going to be foul number five. Fortunately for Monmouth, it was not James, but Ryder's zero, Khalil Thomas, who will now be gone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, Thomas's night is over. He will leave with the 6 points and four rebounds. Kind of removes a front court guy. Looks like it'll be Sadler to come off the bench to me. I'd rather have Thomas on the floor than Sadler because Sadler's been able to knock down a couple of shots here today. So Ryder will open it up with this five that they have on the floor. Definitely everybody can shoot, so Monmouth will have to play a pretty good perimeter defense.
Deion Jones at the line. It's 1-1 here with 2:54 to go. Deion will make the first one.
Eddie, if I'm Coach Rice here, I send Max DeLeo to the scores table and try to get a sub on the make to set up a press.
Jones having a big second half. He has 17, now 18. And Monmouth has cut the Ryder lead again to 62-55. 2:54 to go. Hawks will pressure here, man-to-man. Jimmy Taylor has it with James on him. James. Good defense. They throw ahead. Oh, Nicholas just missed the steal. As now Anthony Miles dribbles it into the front court. 20 on the shot clock. Steve Monmouth had a couple chances for steals.
Had a chance on the pass over the timeline, and then James trailing from behind.
Taylor has his shot blocked at the rim by Deion Jones. Daniel Stewart puts it back in, and the foul. He has been the man all afternoon for Ryder.
Certainly makes sense that it would be Stewart to deliver a little bit of a dagger to Monmouth. He's been so good during the course of it. Makes that one. Will go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. 21 points. He hasn't done much wrong today. 6 of 9 from the floor. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. A rebound away from a double-double. Monmouth has not had an answer for him.
That foul is called on O'Gara. Foul number 5, so he is gone. With 2 minutes, 32 seconds to go, Ryder has pushed their lead back to 9, and with a potential Stewart free throw, could make it 10.
It'll be Colin Stewart to check into the game, it looks like, here for O'Gara. And I was going to ask you that. Who do you put in? Because by taking O'Gara out, if you put in a guy like Stewart, you're getting maybe another shooter on the floor, but you are losing a whole lot of rebounding presence inside.
And Max DeLeo hasn't really played that much in this game, so we can only assume that he's still banged up. So Coach Rice opts to go with Colin Stewart there. Daniel Stewart on Ryder has been absolutely phenomenal in this game, and he's really given O'Gara problems all second half.
Stewart at the line, trying to convert the three-point play, and he will. Big, big game going as he's put Ryder now up by 10, 2.5 minutes left. See if the Hawks have another run in them. They break Ryder's pressure here. Nicholas floats one ahead for James. James cross court to Stewart, and he steps out of bounds trying to set himself for a three-point shot. And again, if that's a case of using the wrong three-point line to set yourself, going based on the pro one, referee Brian O'Connell said he was too close to the line. And now Ryder will go to Stewart ahead of the pack. He is fouled in transition by Deion Jones with 2:19 to go. And guys, Monmouth needs to be careful. The wheel's close to falling off here.
Yeah, this one's starting to get out of hand just a little bit. Double-digit lead. First one of the day for either team, and it's coming certainly at the wrong time here for Monmouth. And with Daniel Stewart playing as well as he have, especially from here at the free throw line, MU in a bit of trouble.
Stewart makes another free throw. He has been automatic at the foul line today.
Stewart, it's amazing looking at the stat sheet. The best foul shooters on Ryder are some of their bigger players, you know, Miles and Daniel Stewart, guys who play inside a lot. Usually you see guards who are better at foul shooting than your forwards.
Stewart missed the second one. Ball was saved inbounds, but right to Monmouth, who then again turns it over. This time Deion Jones will step on the out-of-bounds line. After the long pass forward, Coach Rice will take a timeout with 2:10 to go. Ryder leads by 11. And, Matt, at this point, it's a full timeout. It looks as though once the Hawks lost that momentum, it was hard to recapture it, and now they are having a hard time getting anything going.
Yeah, they've just basically hit a wall, especially offensively. Again, when you think about it, they've gone now over 2 minutes. They haven't scored a basket. That was when they made it 58-53. They've got a couple of free throws since that point. But at this stage of the game, you can't go minutes without a basket unless you are just taking it to the rim every time and going to the free throw line, which Monmouth is not doing right now. And, boy, what a big disparity. And I think we've talked about here, guys, how good Monmouth has been at certain points taking the ball to the rim. 12 of 15 from the free throw line. Ryder, 21 of 27.
There's your difference with Ryder on top, 66-55, 2:10 to go. While we have the timeout on the floor, we want to remind you, men's lacrosse tickets on sale right now for your first Division I season of Monmouth Men's Lax by calling 732-263-5735 or emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu.
A couple of plays stick out to me here in the second half that changed the game. Monmouth was up 45-38. A simple pick and pop with Anthony Miles got him a wide open three, and he knocked it down. And then at 48-48, Daniel Stewart was trapped in the corner on the left side, right in front of the Ryder bench. He dribbles out of the trap way too easy, finds a wide open Jimmy Taylor. Taylor knocks down a three to put Ryder up three, and then from there, Ryder just took control of the game.
Bronx will inbound now on the right sideline. They'll throw it in to Daniel Stewart. Stewart will break the timeline. Guys, if you're Monmouth, do you have to start fouling or just play good defense?
Well, I think the biggest problem with fouling is you're going to send Ryder to the line for two every possession. And the way the Bronx have shot, it's not going to help you much.
Ryder moving it here with 15 on the shot clock. Now, my Anthony Miles has it, and he is fouled by Andrew Nicholas. Hawks trail by 11. Miles will now go to the line for two, as that is Monmouth's 10th team foul. With 108 seconds to go here in the second half.
I don't know.
Eddie, one of my
I don't know who's worse to sit next to. Your heads are going to explode.
One of my pet peeves in basketball is when a team will play trap defense, you know, in situations where teams have to foul. They'll trap and they'll run around the court and they'll play defense for 20, 25 seconds and then somebody will go foul. And now that you've played defense for so long, you
play
just
got to
play out the possession.
Miles goes one of two. His second one was the miss. Right into the arms of Andrew Nicholas. Hawks down 12 with 1:40 to go. Do they have a miracle ending in him after playing so well for so long tonight? Nicholas will attack from the baseline. Good there. Cutting that lead to 10. 1:30 to go. Inbound to Sadler. Sadler will dribble it up against James and Nowak and turn it over. Nowak will have the steal and then throw it away. Ahead of the pack now, loose ball. Ball out of bounds. They say it's Ryder. They'll say that Valentine stepped out of bounds before he could save it. So now the Hawks with a glimmer of hope, down 10 with 1:19 to go.
If you get the ball off of a steal, you better either get to the rim or you better slow down and make sure you hand it to someone, not just throw it ahead of the pack.
Coach Rice will take a 30-second timeout. What makes that play so tough is James poked it out right to Nowak. Nowak kind of just threw it ahead. You can't do that when you know the defender's behind you, right? You can't lead the guy. You've got to throw it to him stationary and then let Josh James do his thing. The Hawks will inbound it with 32 on the shot clock, but that guy's a really good opportunity for two or even three, depending.
Yeah, and a nice play by Josh James poking the ball out. Nowak got it in traffic, had some defenders around him, and like you guys said, you can't carelessly throw the ball ahead like that. Monmouth had a great chance to get an uncontested two, but and most importantly, they did get the ball back. So now draw up a play, try to get a good look out of it, and then on a make, you got to get up in a trap or in a press and then try to get a steal.
1:19 remaining, Ryder 67, Monmouth 57. Do you need three here?
I don't think you need three, Eddie. I just think you need a good, quick basket when whatever comes first, an open three or a quick two.
Andrew Nicholas to inbound. Gets it into Nowak. Nowak dribble handoff to Deion Jones. Jones is going to attack the basket. Picks up his dribble. Out to Colin Stewart for three. That one way short. And it'll go out of bounds. Back to Ryder with 69 seconds to go.
Eddie, that's what I'm saying about having an NBA line out there. Guys find lines and they go behind it. Stewart was behind the NBA line on that shot.
Ryder will inbound it to Daniel Stewart as we near the 1 minute mark. Now Valentine has it, picks up his dribble. Ahead to Stewart, who is fouled by Colin Stewart with 1:02 to go. That'll put Daniel Stewart at the line for two free throws. And to Steve's point, is it the players not? I mean, I'm not a basketball player now. I used to be, not anymore. There's a lot of difference between that white and black line.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
But I'm saying, look at visually.
I think as a player, you've got to know what line you're supposed to be at. You can't always, I'm not disagreeing with Steve with your point. You may be set up behind the last line, but at this stage of the game, I mean, you're talking about a good solid 3-4 feet. You got to step in front of the black and find the white line rather than try NBA threes, especially at this stage of the game.
Daniel Stewart makes both free throws. Hawks down 12 with now under a minute to go. James loses it right to Miles. Anthony Miles ahead of the pack, dunks it with two hands. And that effectively ends it as Ryder goes on top, 71-57, with 51 seconds to go. Miles will foul James in the backcourt before the ball is inbounded. But, guys, that last Josh James turnover most likely will end this MAC first-round tournament game.
And the score is probably going to be in double figures here when it's all said and done. It would not be indicative of how close this game really was. It was a back-and-forth type game. Eddie, you called it a punch, counter punch, and then Ryder just had one big punch in that, you know, 6 minute mark that really got them rolling. And it was Daniel Stewart just making everything go for them. Offensive rebounds, obviously scoring, making foul shots, and also finding other teammates for open looks. He's been phenomenal in this game.
As James goes to the line for two, he'll miss the first. Stewart's been phenomenal for Ryder. 25 points, 9 rebounds. As Christian White checks into the game, he'll eventually come in with Vuk Baletich, who has now given Monmouth 6 players on the floor. He'll walk off. Jalen Palm will check in also. Hawks trying to figure out exactly who Vuk's checking in for. He'll check in for Deion Jones. So Coach Rice effectively signaling the end of the game here with 51 seconds to go. Fans on our post game. We'll take a look at final statistics. We will not be joined by Coach Rice because of our placement on the third level high above the floor as James makes the second free throw. So Matt, Steve, and I will go over statistics as well as wrap up MU's first season in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Inbounds to Miles. Miles will be guarded by Christian White. 16 seconds between the game and shot clock, and this one will end a Ryder win. They'll move on to take on Iona, the top seed, on Saturday at 12 noon. The Hawks will fall to 11-21 to end their season. Ryder will improve to 14-16. As with 25 seconds to go, Ryder just dribbling the ball out. Guys, Monmouth played so well for so long in this game. This is a tough one to swallow going into the offseason.
Yeah, difficult one for MU to wind up their season.
Jalen Palm will get a steal. We'll lay one in ahead of the pack. 71-60 Ryder. But with now 12 seconds to go, all they have to do is cross half court, and it will end the game. Rider advances. The 8 seed defeats the 9th seeded Monmouth Hawks, and they move on to take on top seed Iona on Saturday at 12 noon after Rider tops MU 71-60. Don't lose sight of the fact that the Hawks played very hard and very well for long stretches in this game. But, guys, it was ultimately the veterans on Rider, namely Daniel Stewart, that separated them in getting this win.
Stewart was just a little too much for Monmouth to handle today. 25 points to wrap up his day. One of three guys in double figures. And, you know, that midpoint of the second half when Rider started to pour it on, Monmouth just unfortunately could not really answer back.
Again, and just to keep kind of adding on this, Daniel Stewart was just phenomenal. We keep mentioning him, but he was absolutely phenomenal. You know, now Coach Rice is going to head into the locker room with his team, and I think his message is, I'm proud of how you guys played, of how hard you guys played. We had a lot of opportunities in this game. Guess what? Everybody's coming back. There's no seniors. So know how this feels right now, and then let's start improving and be ready for next season.
We'll take our only timeout on our Boathouse Bar and Grill postgame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at final statistics and wrap up the 2013-14 Monmouth men's basketball season after the Hawks fall to Rider 71-60 in the MAC first round here in Springfield. Back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your Hawks basketball official postgame headquarters with nightly entertainment and food and drink specials. Monmouth falls to Rider in the 8-9 game in the 2014 MAC basketball tournament, 71-60. And as we start our postgame show now with Matt Harmon and Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Guys, Monmouth was down 8 at halftime, came back to take an 8-point lead at one point in the second half before Rider ultimately pulled away. But this, for a long time, Matt, was back and forth. I said it during the broadcast, it was punch and counterpunch, and it was everything you'd want in postseason basketball before Rider separated themselves at the end.
Yeah, and they did. You know, they had Daniel Stewart basically take the game over. He was good in the first half, but boy, was he spectacular in the second half and got Miles to contribute. We saw a couple big baskets from Valentine. Sadler played well for this team. So everybody for Rider kind of got in the mix at certain points over the course of their run. And unfortunately for Monmouth, you know, they dropped this 1-3 over the course of the season to Rider. I believe the losing streak is 9 in a row to the Bronx. And as Steve said before, you know, now you start to turn your attention to next season, which for Monmouth will start the second that they're done talking in the locker room.
That's a good point. Again, tough one to swallow if you're a Monmouth fan. Next game coming up, St. Peter's and Fairfield. But Steve, Matt said it. It was Rider's veterans, and that was the difference during the regular season, that ultimately set the tempo and ultimately won this game, because Monmouth had a second-half lead and played well enough to a certain point to win tonight.
Yeah, I agree. They had their opportunities in this game, and, you know, you said it, Rider's veterans were phenomenal. Miles was a lot better in the second half, and Stewart was just dominant. But also, their all-rookie league player, Jimmy Taylor, had some huge shots in this game, had a three-pointer out of a Stewart trap, and then also had a runner off the glass that was big as well in Ryder's run to taking over. So credit Jimmy Taylor, too, with some big plays. Monmouth had their opportunities, and sometimes the teams with the best player ends up winning, and Daniel Stewart's so dangerous, too, because he makes foul shots as a big guy. 14 foul shots, he made 12 of them. Now, looking ahead to next year, Monmouth has everybody back. You know, this is a team that could, in my opinion, contend for a MAC title in the next year or two. They have a lot of pieces, they have a lot of talent, but them being able to contend for a MAC title means that they also have to progress and reach that potential that some of them have. Josh James has all-league potential, in my opinion. Zach Tillman has all-league potential. Now it's about working in the summer to reach that potential.
We take a look now at our final game statistics and Monmouth's first-round loss to Rider, and the Hawks were led by Deion Jones, 18 points on 5 of 8 shooting, 8 of 8 from the foul line. And as good as Josh James and others played tonight, we are going to award Deion Jones our final Jersey Mike's Subs Player of the Game Award. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Routes 36 and 71 in West Long Branch. Matt, Dion really played well in the second half and paced Monmouth to that big second half lead.
Yeah, came out with a totally different mindset in that second half, kind of spurred Monmouth along. You got contributions out of James and Nicholas, but Dion certainly for his performance in the second half, worthy of our player of the game.
We'll take a look at some other statistics. James, 11 points, adds 6 assists. Andrew Nicholas goes for 10 points, 6 rebounds. Balanced scoring after that from MU. The Hawks end the game shooting 50% from the floor. They don't shoot well from the outside, but they shot better from the foul line. But it was all Ryder who shoots, guys, a ton of free throws. They made a bunch, and we keep saying it, Daniel Stewart was a man amongst boys tonight. A huge performance, 25-9, pacing the Bronx to this win.
Yeah, just too good. I mean, he was the one guy that Monmouth couldn't solve. You can live with Miles making a couple of threes here and there, contributions from some of the other guys that we mentioned. But in terms of Daniel Stewart man-on-man, Monmouth could not slow him down pretty much for the full 40 minutes of this basketball game.
And we'll now give our final thoughts on not only this game, but the overall season for Monmouth as they drop this one to Ryder 71-60. And Matt, I'll start with you. Final impressions, year one of Monmouth in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Well, a tough one for sure. You know, I think that if you look at the overall part of the season, you know, when you sum it all up to basically go 9 games from the end of January to the end of February, not win one, the season had kind of taken a nasty turn there after having some high points, you know, knocking off Canisius, beating Fairfield, looking like at one point you might be in the mix for a 5, maybe a 6 seed. To finish up with a 9, I'm sure was disappointing for the players and the coaches. But overall, you know, I would say the one thing. I don't know, with the exception of maybe a couple of games, 3-4 tops within league play over the course of 20, did Monmouth embarrass themselves at all? They played a lot of tight games. You know, the 2 games against Ryder could have gone the other direction. A couple of their other losses, the 2 to Marist, could have gone the other way. So, you know, if you think of those games in terms of maybe how far Monmouth is from getting into the top 5 in the league structure and getting a first round bye, I don't think it's far off. And, you know, as Steve said, the one good thing for Monmouth is everyone is back. I think there will be some roster decisions to make, because right now, in terms of players coming in, you've got to figure out a way to free up a scholarship or two so you continue to add to the mix here. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't think we're breaking any ground here, if you saw a player transfer that might be looking to go somewhere else because of the infusion of youth that this team had. And that might be a good thing for Monmouth, so that next year you'll have a couple of seniors on the roster. Jones, who still has 2 more years after this one, you know, but Nicholas and DeLeo will play their last year of college eligibility. But you've got to now kind of fill in the roster underneath what should be a pretty good freshman class now moving forward to next year as sophomores.
And Steve, I'll ask you the same question. Your de facto state of the program, year one in the MAC.
I think what was disappointing about the end of the season, Eddie, was we saw how good Monmouth could be and the potential of how much talent is in the program. And I do believe that there's a lot of talent in the program. And I think what was disappointing was that we saw how good it could be. You know, if the losses were in a different fashion, meaning, you know, maybe some of them happened earlier, and then we see the team actually progress throughout the year instead of hitting a peak early and then going trending downward. I also think that injuries did hurt. Justin Robinson not being able to play hurt. Max DeLeo got banged up, and that certainly hurt the team. This is now 2 years in a row where injuries have hurt them. And I think actually Coach Rice and his staff have to look at that, and they have to figure out a way to make the team trend upward and peak at the right time instead of peaking maybe mid-season and then things starting to trend downward because guys hit a wall or get injured or things like that.
And guys, I can speak for all of us when I say it was, at least for us, a great first experience meeting all of the new people in the league and seeing new venues and new coaches and players. And I don't think it's any secret the MAC is a significant step up basketball-wise from the Northeast Conference top to bottom, and I think we saw it firsthand this year.
And talking player personnel-wise, running down the roster for next season, Justin Robinson was a really nice piece to this puzzle. I think Robinson's best role might be as a guy who plays 15 to 20 minutes a game. So that means you got to bring a point guard in. You might need to find another guy who can really stroke it from the outside. And I think the progression of guys now, Tillman and Brady have to progress. Tillman, if he progresses from year one to year two and has a big jump, he's going to be an all-league type guy. Deion Jones is a sophomore. He's got 2 years left. He scored 15 points per game as a sophomore in the MAC. I think that's huge for them. And again, Josh James is a stud. I think he can be a first-team MAC guy as his career progresses.
Hawks fall in their final contest this season to the eighth-seeded Ryder Bronx as MU, the number nine, drops this one 71-60. But I know something that we, the three of us, got to enjoy. And for the first time, actually, we broadcasted a game, all three of us, together. Guys, I know MU didn't come on top. I know we're grads and we all want the Hawks to win. But I had a great time doing this game with you guys, not only tonight, but this season. And obviously look forward to many, many more years of broadcasting here on the Shore Sports Network.
Always fun to be part of the mix, and obviously looking forward to next year as well. Pleasure.
Eddie, it was great. It was a lot of fun this season, and this three-man crew is also a lot of fun. We should do it more often, guys.
I'll tell you what, the team is strong, and we all got to play our role tonight, and it was my pleasure to broadcast alongside my friends, Matt Harmon and Steve Bazzaz. Guys, as always, great job.
Pack it up.
Yeah, that's it right there. We've got a whole spring season at Monmouth University ahead of us as basketball ends in this first round of the MAC tournament. We'd also be remiss if we didn't thank Greg Viscomi, Gary Kowal, the great Hawk Vision staff that helped bring all the home games to you in HD video with our audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. We'd also have to thank the great crew at the Shore Sports Network, Brian Cedillo, Ray Malaspina, Kevin Williams, everybody, Colleen, the whole crew, everyone that does such a great job. We thank you for your support all season long as well. And it pains me to say, but for the final time this basketball season, we will say goodbye from a Monmouth men's basketball game. For Matt Harmon and Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Fans, thank you so much for listening, not only tonight, but throughout the basketball season, here on your home for Monmouth football and basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.